Are migrants crossing into Europe an asset or a liability?
Western Africans, Nigerians have the highest employment rates of migrants and refugees in the EU.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Europe is split on the issue of migration. Greece and Italy want tougher patrols and they want other EU countries to take in a higher share of the people landing on their shores. Countries like Austria, Hungary and Poland oppose the free movement of asylum seekers and migrants, even though that's a fundamental principle of the European Union. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, who took in 1.5 million migrants in recent years, is leading an EU summit in Brussels today to try and forge agreement on a common policy. Mrs. Merkel's own coalition partners want her to limit migration. This morning, she indicated she is listening, but warned the divisive issue could become a defining one for the EU.
Europe faces many challenges, but the challenge of migration could become a fateful issue for the European Union. Either we manage it and in such a way that people in Africa and other places believe that we are led by values and that we rely on multilateralism and not unilateralism, or no one will believe any more in the values that have made us so strong. So there's a lot at stake.
Well, for Mrs. Merkel, the issue is personal and it's threatening to bring down her coalition government. The BBC's Jenny Hill has more.
You might not think that Angela Merkel, renowned for her liberal values, has much in common with the new Italian government. But right now, their interests align. She's already indicated support for migrants' detention centres. She's always wanted EU migrant quotas, and you can expect, too, proposals to strengthen the EU's external borders, more guards, stricter controls and so on. Mrs. Merkel is under significant domestic pressure to toughen her own asylum policy. She needs to come back from this summit with a Europe-wide strategy if she's to see off an internal rebellion which could bring down her own government. Mrs. Merkel needs to deliver in 3 days what she's been trying to achieve for 3 years.
Jenny Hill, let's do the numbers. Global markets are broadly lower as investors continue to fret about global trade. Mrs. Merkel touched on that this morning. She said, quote, "It's no secret the transatlantic alliance remains central to common security," and added that Europe must continue talks with the US to avoid a trade war. Now, as those EU leaders meet to talk about migration, Italy has been turning up the heat. Its new populist government has denied entry to ships carrying migrants rescued at sea. Italy is even turning against legal immigrants, according to critics. This week, the Italian government announced a crackdown on beach vendors selling fake designer goods. Most of them are of African origin, but many are legal, according to Giada Zampano, correspondent for Politico Europe in Rome.
They're actually working in Italy and they're paying their taxes. Many Italians, they are not paying their taxes. But most of them just coming, they've been in Italy forever. I've met people who had kids in Italy and so their children are Italian. So there is some sort of like wrong perception about these people. Just the fact that they're black and that they are, you know, selling these goods on the beach is perceived as a sort of like another sort of invasion that people just like don't bear anymore.
So in this charged political environment, how likely is an EU-wide migration deal? Dr. Frank Duvel is a senior researcher and associate professor at the Centre on Migration Policy and Society at the University of Oxford. He says opposition from countries like Italy is politically driven. It's not based on economics.
The figures suggest that many of the migrants and refugees arriving are integrated into the labour market fairly quickly. Western Africans, Nigerians have the highest employment rates of migrants and refugees in the EU. And that tells us they are not a burden to the economy, they are not a burden to any welfare system, they are contributors.
What is the problem then? Because Italy, Greece argue we get the most migrants coming across the oceans and we bear the brunt.
It seems to me that Italy has actually a point. Since all other migration routes in Eastern Europe through Turkey, Morocco are more or less closed, the main sort of route and loophole left is through Libya into Italy. This in itself mustn't be a major problem because we have in the EU the principle of solidarity and relocation. So in the nice words of EU policy, people should be equally and evenly dispersed across the EU and shouldn't be shouldered by Italy only.
Except that countries like Hungary, Poland, and Austria are saying, we don't want these people. So how likely is any kind of EU-wide deal given those divisions?
It's highly unlikely because countries protect their own national interests. They do not want more migrants and refugees, even if it's only a handful. So I can't see a humane response, which would mean relocation of the people who arrive in Italy.
You're saying, though, that there are high rates of economic integration. So is there really a burden?
There is not an economic burden. There is a negative perception. The negative perception is people are black, Muslim, too different, and would be a threat to national identity. Whether this is plausible in countries like Poland or Hungary, which has an immigration population of below 1%, that's certainly sort of disputed.
That's Dr. Frank Duvel of Oxford. Watch out for the outcome of that summit, which wraps up over the weekend, and the impact it has on Angela Merkel. And remember, you can get our podcast wherever you get yours. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.